This is episode number 43 with Sarah Pendrick.
Welcome to the Rise Higher podcast. I'm your host, Stephanie Kwong, and each week I'll bring you an inspiring guest with an empowering message to help you rise higher and live your best life. Each guest shares their time of struggle and setback and what specific mindsets, tools, practices, or habits they use to overcome so that you can apply them to your life. This show is to remind you that you're not alone and that there's always a pathway up. Thanks for spending some time with me today. I'm grateful to be on this journey with you. Our struggles are a call for us to rise. So here we go. Let's dive deep now so we can rise higher together.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Rise Higher podcast. You guys, today I've got a powerful episode for you with the incredibly inspiring and empowering Sarah Pendrick. Now, Sarah is a self-love advocate. She's a community influencer, life coach, writer, empowerment speaker, and philanthropist. And Sarah has a bachelor's in psychology and a master's in family therapy. And she's the creator of Girl Talk Network, which is centered around women supporting each other and empowering them to feel safe and supported to live authentically to themselves. Now, Girl Talk provides educational programs, content, resources, tools, and events that inspire, create positive change, promote self-love, and connect women worldwide. Now, Sarah travels all over the U.S. speaking to women and providing them with support, education, and empowerment. You know, when I first met Sarah at a women's dinner, I could immediately feel her huge heart and her genuine desire to be supportive to other women. Now, she walks her talk, and it's truly beautiful to witness. So in this episode, Sarah shares how Girl Talk Network was created because it was what she needed the most after being hurt and bullied by women in her past. And she details how she's healed the past pain and how she continues to work with any old triggers as they come up so that they don't control her anymore. Now, Sarah and I also drop in to expose the doubts and fears that we all have and how to rise above the fears and doubts to step into authenticity and to live your purpose that's calling within. You know, many of us have masks that we wear, not wanting to show who we really are or not wanting to fully step into what we're designed to be and do. But when you can remove those masks and you can clear out all the energy and things that are holding you back and you rise above those fears and doubts, which you absolutely can, that is when you take charge of your own life and when you truly feel that fulfillment in life. That's when you truly access that feeling and everything that you desire. Because, you know, whatever you're scared of, on the other side is where the gift is. So Sarah shares many of the things that's led to her success, which includes self-love, self-acceptance, vulnerability, play, and her willingness to just go for it, even when she didn't know the how that would get her there. So some of the other things that we chat about in this episode are how to release the fear of judgment, the importance of vulnerability in communication, connection, and success, the beauty of boundaries and the power to say no to get to your next level, how to create alignment to attract what you want, how to step into who you are truly meant to be, how to cultivate authentic and supportive relationships, the first step to take to overcome any struggle or setback, how to shift when you're feeling stuck or in self-judgment. And as you know, there's going to be so much more for you. Now, I'm really excited for you to connect with Sarah today. I cannot wait to hear what you think of this episode. So as always, go ahead and take a screenshot of this podcast that you're listening to right now and tag me on Instagram with that picture at I am Stephanie Kwong, so I know that you're tuning in because I always love connecting with you guys. So hit me up on the Insta. All right, my loves, here we go with Sarah. Welcome, Miss Sarah, to the Rise Higher podcast. It feels so amazing to be here with you right now in this time and space. And I cannot wait to dive into your story.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited to be here. I don't know if you ever talk about where you do your podcast, but this is beautiful. So thank you for having me.
Of course, you guys are chilling at Habitas in Venice.
Yes.
On Abbot Kinney in our own little yoga studio.
Love it.
And we're about to rock this.
Yeah.
Sarah, I am really deeply inspired by the work that you do. I've actually heard about Girl Talk before we met.
Oh, wow.
So I've known about your organization for a while. I'm really into women empowerment, and especially like communities of women coming together mm-hmm. to support each other.
Yeah.
That's always been a thing for me. So I love that you've made that your mission and you've actually turned it into a platform for yourself,
yeah.
For women to be seen, heard, loved, and supported.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
Of course. I'd love for you, and actually I know that there were things that kind of were the catalyst for you mm-hmm. to create it. I'd love for you to share, like, what was the inspiration for creating Girl Talk for you?
You know, it's always an ongoing process in the creation. I think Girl Talk is so much bigger than, I don't want to say so much bigger than I imagined, because I feel like I always knew, but even now I'm back in creation mode. It's like when I grow, Girl Talk's growing. You know, when you have your projects and your podcasts and everyone listening, they have these things and they're like, as they evolve, all the projects and the things that they're passionate about evolve. But I always knew that I was meant to do this. I truly, honestly knew that. It was just a feeling. I just always felt really connected to helping people, especially women. I am so happily married and I'm obsessed with my husband. And I used to not even be comfortable saying that, because I'm like, I have this women empowerment brand. I can't talk about my husband. It's just all about the journey. And I'm so proud of that. But at the same time, that doesn't take away my like massive need to be connecting other women and have a connection with women. It's just always been there. I was kind of always on my path to have a group of like-minded women behind me more so than anything else. So I just don't always have the answer as to how did I know that. I just knew. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever felt that about something.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
And it's really about trusting and following that knowing. Because yeah. I think so often we kind of get the call, right? And it comes in different ways, but we're like, not that.
Yeah.
But I'm so grateful that you did have the feeling and you followed the feeling because what you have now.
Of course, I've gone off track and I've had the setbacks, but that's where it's like, when I always say like you're wearing a different mask that doesn't match your true core. I think I was wearing all these masks not to be like fake, or it was just like I didn't know. So I kind of, even though I knew what I was meant for and what really lit me up, I might have gone off the path and like went on a different journey and wore a different mask, and then it wasn't matching the results weren't matching my true self. So once I just really realized like, hey, what am I doing? That's when I stepped into creating Girl Talk, which ultimately my setback and just being at a place where I was like, oh, I just can't do this anymore, led to that creation of Girl Talk.
What was the, I can't do this anymore? What were you doing that then you're like, this isn't me, this is a mask and I want to take it off so I could fully step into who I truly am and what I'm meant to do?
You know, it was a combination of a lot of things. I'll just talk about the month that I just literally came running out of my office and I'm like, I know what I'm going to do, and it's called Girl Talk. Like I literally came running. I was like, oh my gosh. But fast forward or rewind to that, I was in PR and marketing. I had moved to LA. I would be like driving around downtown, just getting clients, going in the fashion industry. Like I love connecting and I love marketing and brand building. So I was doing that for other people at the same time on my personal development journey. And of course, you know, I was making money, and in my free time, I was using things to give back and donating and also donating my time. And that's when I felt the most fulfilled. And I'm like, why am I doing? Yeah, we are the same person.
If I tell you what my whole thing was, because I was working in entertainment, same thing.
Oh,
realized
yeah.
I was most fulfilled when I was giving back, and then was like, what the heck?
But yeah.
Sorry, keep
no,
going.
No, I'm getting chills right now because I'm like, what, you know, especially starting, I've always been so interested, obviously I have a psychology background, interested in why, how, but I was like, I'm literally miserable most of the time, but when I'm doing this other thing and giving back, I'm so happy. So why wouldn't I just figure it out to step into what makes me happy?
Totally. So when that came to you, when you're like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna do this thing called Girl Talk, like, was it, did the whole vision of what it was supposed to be come forward? Or was it like, a little glimpse into it, and then you've morphed it into what it is now.
Okay, this is good because the whole vision came forward, but I wasn't ready. And I think I had so much self-doubt. If you look back, it was originally called Girl Talk LA because I was like, I'm going to do this in my community. I wasn't, even though I knew I wanted to be bigger, you know, those fears came and I really had to do all this. It was like Girl Talk was evolving and growing as I was as well.
Yep. So doubts come in mm-hmm. the bigger you go.
Yep.
Even when you have reached a level of success, we were talking about this before we started rolling about someone we know who is at a really, what we would, yeah, high level, we would perceive a really high level of success, still having doubt coming in. Because of course, the more we reach for the uncertainty or the newness of the thing we've never done, that creates the uncertainty, which then doubt can kick in for some people. Some people are just like, maybe like just great at not experiencing doubt. But for the most part, I believe most of us humans do. Everyone does. When that doubt started to kick up for you, what did you do to support yourself through the doubt?
So it depends what seasons I've been in. And that one, I just worked. I just did, like, I researched, I did everything I could to understand. Mm-hmm. And I think that for so long, I was looking for, well, why? And how can I never have doubt again? And then the thing that...
that would be amazing if we could just get rid of it. Bye,
can
doubt.
Can we figure that out?
Yeah. Someone make a pill that we can take and then doubt goes away.
Yeah. And it never does. And just like you said, when you're getting to different levels and you're doing new things, it's always going to pop up. And I really believe truly, at least for me, is realizing that and accepting it. And it makes it so much easier to bring yourself back to, hey, I don't have to have this doubt. It's like the thing where you have the awareness and you say the problem out loud and you're like, oh, okay, I can do this, you know, instead of pushing it away. Totally. So it seems so simple. I feel like people always ask me that question or in events, women, you know, we all like, well, how do we do it? Or is it going to get easier? And it's like just accepting it and knowing that it's going to come up.
Totally. I think what I'm hearing you saying, and this is, can be a practice that I do as well. It's almost like when you give it a voice, right? Which is like the acceptance piece, it loses its power. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But sometimes we want to just push it away or pretend it doesn't exist or pull a blanket over our head and just hide out and eat bonbons one day, like, yeah, and go like, no, I'm just going to avoid. But the fact that when you just look it in the eye, say what it is, be in acceptance of it, it like no longer has that grip over you anymore. Yeah. So when you have been creating Girl Talk from the beginning, how did it morph? Like how did it grow? What were you doing to create it?
So when I first created it, like I said, I was so excited because it was like, oh my gosh, it's like taking off this mask that I wasn't doing on purpose, that I was just like, I can be me. So I went straight into just like resourceful. I look back and I'm like, holy crap. Like I just went for it. I didn't take the no's and I got so many no's. I mean, I'm like, oh, I don't even know. I'm just like, it doesn't matter. I'm going to keep going. This is what's happening. This is the date. I started it as an event and I was just like, this is literally the date. Talked to everyone about it. Was really just authentic and said, what am I trying to do? I didn't try to make it bigger than it was. I didn't try to, you know, add fluff. I was like, this is what I believe in. This is what I'm doing. And really, because all of us are the same at our cores of wanting to connect, and I believe that connection is what heals, everyone was on board. Like every woman was like, okay, how can I get involved in this? And I did start the event in my community in Manhattan Beach, and it sold out, which I feel is like unheard of, especially for your first event. And I just kept moving. That was the season in that. I mean, I've had obviously times where I wasn't as resourceful and I was, you know, maybe got ahead of myself, like, but it was so much easier before. Why is it harder now? But that was my first event experience. Yeah.
And then how did it grow from there?
It just started growing online, and I also had a college tour, and then I was doing the events for our generation and older, connecting with people on Instagram. I always talk about, I have a love hate with Instagram. I mean, we're here because of Instagram, all of us. And then, of course, we know the bad side of social media, but it just really kept growing. I mean, I didn't give up, and I'm never going to give up, and I'm constantly evolving it. I'm evolving myself all the time. I really truly feel that once you allow yourself to take off the mask and step into what your real self knows that you want to do, there's always going to be ups and downs, but you're going to pull through, and you don't have the attachment of how. I don't have the attachment of how are my events going to sell out, or how am I going to get on this? I just know that it's going to happen, and I'm open to the how.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The how is not our job.
Right.
It's the what and the why, yeah. Right?
That was a lesson that I had to learn for sure.
Ooh, mine too.
Yeah.
Because Asian people like to know how.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, I love you. I know, not just Asians. I always like to joke about that because like there's a certain way of our culture, but I'm like, no, just tell me how.
Yeah.
And then I could do it perfectly in the right way. Right. And it's like, that's not how it works. Mm-hmm.
That's not how.
That's not how. When you, I know that there, this is what's fascinating. I know that you've shared before that you were bullied when you were younger. And it was by women, mm-hmm. right? How did you heal that? Because now, you know, for some people, if they were bullied by women, it would naturally, the psychology of it would be that they become afraid to really connect, don't feel safe around other women because of the pain that they experience from them. But you've completely turned this around. You've now generated an entire platform and mission to actually connect women and to be in community with women. There had to be healing from within you in order to generate that. What was your journey?
So if you think about even the reasons why you created your podcast or this podcast or anyone that's listening, why they create things, it's usually from what they needed the most. So, you know, you have your right hand or your left hand, and you're going to take the right or the left that's like, oh, I'm just not going to trust women. I'm going to keep holding on to this story. All these things keep, you know, being a victim, whatever it is that you call it, or you can turn it around and give yourself what you needed. And that's what I did. And I'll be completely honest. Sometimes those triggers still come up. You can truly heal and you have to do the work. And I realized that it's warrior work that I will constantly have to be working on. I have to do all the things that keep me healing, keep me moving forward. And when doubts come up, it can be surrounded sometimes by that. And I just have to remind myself, like, is this a story or is this really something that's happening? Like, is this something that's connected to my past or does it have nothing to do with it?
Mm-hmm. So is that the steps that you take to gain clarity and healing for yourself? So if, like, the trigger comes up.
Yeah.
I think for some people, it's like the trigger comes up, we get hijacked by it. We think that that's reality and we'll react versus respond in the way that our programming has had us do historically.
Right.
But how do you gain that awareness and then turn that around for yourself when the triggers hit?
So personal development work. I mean, in the mornings I do the soul writing and it's so huge for me. And knowing, accepting again for me, and this is my path, that the triggers, we all have different triggers, right? The triggers are already always going to somewhat be there. Again, I think people are like, how do I get rid of it? I'm never going to experience this again, but it's always going to be there. Your body, your things that you don't even understand went through that pain. So again, I don't know if I'm answering this right, but not right, but in the way that you're asking me, it's, I know that it's never going to be completely away. It's how much time am I going to dwell on it? Because, you know, with women, there comes, I mean, that's why we do the events. There comes so much judgment. There becomes mean girl things, you know, comparison. So it's like balancing both worlds of my ideal world would be all of us lifting each other up and just coming together. And it actually really is out there, which is amazing. Like, I have chills thinking that it's a real thing. So I concentrate on that. And when the other things do come up, because they do, I don't let myself fester in it and then retell my story from whenever I was bullied, mm-hmm. how many years ago.
Yeah. No, that's powerful. What I hear you saying is like just shifting the story in the moment. Okay. And the triggers, you're right, are always going to be there. It's just a matter of, do you stay in the trigger or do you consciously shift yourself out and again, tell yourself a new story that's more empowering and moving you towards what you want instead of keeping you right where you used to be?
Right.
That's really beautiful. When there are women who have come to you, who have experienced that pain and say a mistrust, not just in other women, but probably more so within themselves as well, how do you guide them back to a place of safety or trust within themselves and with others?
Oh man. Okay. There's everyone's path and journey is so different. So I don't have one piece of do this or advice because I don't necessarily believe in that. I really believe in figuring out what is best for you and doing certain exercises and really committing to yourself to get to know yourself. Because then you decide what's going to work for you. You know, the example, there's so many people that are like, do this morning routine and this will change your life. And sometimes that morning routine isn't good for you, but you could take pieces of it and you could take other pieces that you learned. So it's really just engulfing yourself and coming down and being honest about what you're feeling. If you could start with, what am I feeling? Putting it on paper, actually feeling the feeling and the self-acceptance, because whatever you're feeling, you're not the only one. And that's so huge to realize. And it's this just reminded me of something, is when I was able to finally step into what I was meant for, you know, what changed it for me was I started to allow myself to be vulnerable. Yeah. That's what I just realized as we're talking about this. I'm like, what was the one thing? Once I started becoming vulnerable, my life changed. And I'm even to this day growing, figuring out how can I be more vulnerable.
What was the shift to vulnerability? Because I think some people, Sarah, it's so foreign to them, right? Or they think that vulnerability is just smearing all their stuff everywhere and just talking about all their issues. I know that to me, that's not pure vulnerability. There's like a distinction in there. But when you chose to be vulnerable, like what did that mean to you and what does it look like?
So I do talk to a lot of women about this. And, you know, sometimes you can start with baby steps, something that just feels so foreign and so scary to say or write or share. You take that and you step into the fear and it just makes the rest of it become easier because you realize, wow, that wasn't as hard as I thought. It was a story that I was telling myself. And then you see the power that comes out of you sharing. I feel that my strongest relationships are any time that I'm maybe butting heads with my husband or something's going on. As soon as either one of us are vulnerable, all the walls go down and the whole communication in the relationship and your mindset changes. Mm-hmm. So it's just, as always, we're getting to the next levels where there's always going to be something that's scarier. So it's really just training yourself and accepting that that's never going to be absent from your life. There's going to be something you're always scared of. I was terrified to get on stage and speak.
Were you?
And now, yeah.
Now you're like a terrified. Pro. Yeah. I see you, girl. You're like, I'm flying to London and speaking here. I'm like a global traveler, world speaker. It's so awesome to watch you. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, my first event, for 2 weeks, I could not sleep thinking about getting on stage. But look at what happened. I stepped into that, and speaking gives me so much empowerment, allows me to connect with the women that I want to help, and it's changed my life. I love it.
Yeah. I think it's so powerful to use your voice and your story and know that we all have gifts. I don't know why I just wanted to say this because it made me think of Mel Robbins. I love her so much. She's a 5 second rule woman, for those listening, if you don't know who she is. She's so awesome. And I saw her speaking at Lewis's event last year and she goes, if y'all want to see a 20 minute panic attack, go watch my TED talk. Because, and then now you see her and she slays it. Yeah. And
you
so
see the transition.
Yeah. And I just think that that's great too. Like where you went, you're like, okay, I was scared and I did it. And now it's like so natural, normal, and easy for you.
Yeah. I mean, I still get nervous, but I love it and it's worth it. I truly believe the things that we're scared of, the other side is where your gift is.
Mm-hmm. When, as you've been in these rooms and these circles and these groups and these events with other women, what do you see are the common challenges that they're facing that they want support with?
There's so many. Oh my gosh, there's so many. I just love it. I even talk about it in a lot of my events or events that I speak at. I'm like, you guys, we're so the same.
Yeah. And that's why I want you to share this. So whoever's listening, it's like, hey, we're so the same.
We
don't
are.
Think that you're so alone in your own struggles or doubts.
Yeah,
and stuff
a
like
big
that.
One is being scared to be judged by other women. That's always one that comes up. Scared to be vulnerable and all goes back to being scared to be judged or being scared. I think so many of our anxieties and fear and worries come from feeling like we have to hide who we really are. But the magical thing is that women, we are so powerful. And once we give ourselves permission, we have a ripple effect and give the women around us that permission. And it just create, like I can see from the beginning of an event to the end, just in sharing and being vulnerable, how much freaking amazingness is in the room. And it seems so simple, but because it really is, right? And once you just know that you're really not alone and that everyone has either felt the way you do or feels that right now, it's easier to be like, okay. I'm doing okay. Mm-hmm.
And I think a big part of to remove the fear of judgment from others, it's like you got to stop judging yourself first. Because that's what I realized. It's not even a matter of other people judging you. It's what you're going to say to yourself after the experience. Cause that's where the wounding is in what we tell ourselves, not even so much of what someone else said, and this was illuminated to me a couple of years ago where I was like, holy crap, I don't even really care about other people's judgment.
Yeah.
It's the judgment that I have of myself, because let's say somebody says something to me that's judged or could be perceived as a judgment. Okay, they can say that, but then it's what I continue to tell myself about what they said.
Yeah.
That is what does the wounding and creates, you know, the pain.
Yeah.
It's not what they said. It's what I make up and keep running in my head.
Right.
So that's why like the judgment of self to me has to be one of the first places to go knock it off.
Yeah.
Let's be loving.
Yeah.
Let's be compassionate, accepting and all that. So
it's so funny because if you think about, and I know I have stories like that. Someone said something and it triggered me. And then I totally heard what they said completely wrong.
Yeah.
And you're like going on and on and saying all these judgments. And maybe it was like you looked at the text again or you realized like that's not even what they said.
But it's all the crap I was saying to myself that made it bad and like inflamed the whole situation.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. That actually has me think of another thing that a friend said to me. Was she goes, when someone says something to you and you feel, let's say, triggered or the pain, she's like, they were just hitting a trigger in you that they didn't install.
Mm-hmm. So good, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So that came from the past. Again, we don't have to let it control us, but when other people say something that like has us not feel so great,
yeah.
It's not them.
Yeah.
It's the wounding that, or the trigger that was already implanted there from before that they just kind of like, tapped it,
yeah.
And then we want to go, it's their fault.
Yeah.
It's all them. I hate them.
Yeah.
They're so mean.
Yeah.
But even though people can be cruel, but it's still
yes.
up to us to shift that. So what has been your greatest joy from connecting with other women and creating what you've created?
My greatest joy has been the connections for myself. Like, I'm going to be honest, like it's so powerful. And just that connection with other women to me means so much to me. And to be able to actually give, either be there for them, support them, hear their transformation stories, anything that I can do to truly support and be there is what fills me up. So being able to do and have the opportunities that I have and connect with so many women is what I feel the most joy for.
And, how have the women been able to support you?
They support me just every woman that I meet, even it doesn't even matter what place she is in her life or what she's struggling with. She just supports. I feel like it's hard to explain. Wow, that was a good question. I'm trying to think about, for example, a woman that's reached out recently and you could tell she was in a place where she was in a bad place where she really, like, it was like when people respond to you, like, oh, that's easy to say or that's easy to do. But at the same time, she was reaching out and being vulnerable. And just in that she felt comfortable to reach out to me and also was bringing that next step to get the support. It just really, I don't know, it just fills me with hope that we can just reach out to people. And gosh, I really don't know how to explain it. I'm having a hard time.
This is what is so interesting though. Yeah. Is I was like, how has that supported you? And here you are, Miss Sarah, going back to a story of someone reached out and I get to support them. Like that's what's, but it's kind of true. Like we get in the giving also, I think. Yeah. But I think just what's illuminating for me right now is your beautiful heart to want to contribute and make sure people are women, especially, but people in general, because I know that's who you are, is all people that they're loved and know that they matter.
Yeah. And you know, when you say that, I really do feel support in supporting others. And the one thing, because people say that to me a lot, well, you know, I found the line of where I'm truly giving support and where I feel like I had to. That was a journey that I did probably like 4 years ago. And now I just give myself that space and support that I need and filling my own cup up. And that's why I always talk about with women, we have to fill our own cups up because all the remaining, if this cup, I'm drinking water right now on their table, but if this spills over, if it's empty, I don't have anything to give, right? So I fill myself up and then I'm gonna be unapologetic about the fact that when I am able to support other people, that brings me support.
How so?
I just feel it and I feel connected. And I also am really, really big on, I want to give people what I wish I had.
Do you also receive back the things that you need?
Do.
Okay. I was like, here's Ms. Giver over here. I was like, you got to make sure that you receive it.
I do. But I mean, if you asked me this a few years ago, I don't know if I would have been able to say the same thing. I probably didn't. But again, each season's different and you're always growing. And I'm not going to pretend to know the answer to everything or be completely evolved. I'm on my journey too. Yeah.
This has been a big old learning year for me. Yeah. I was like, I've been on this path for a long, long time. And I was like, wow, there's so much more. And I know that it's a till the day, my last breath, but this has been a doozy of a year.
But the most amazing thing is we have such an amazing support system and so many women around us that we're all going through the same thing at the same times. So that's another thing for me that was so huge was being unapologetic about who maybe isn't on my journey anymore. And that's why it's so important who we surround ourselves with.
1,000,000%. Actually, I had another friend I was supposed to record her on my podcast. And forgot my gear. So I had to run back home to make sure I had it ready for you. But But we got to sit and talk instead, which was beautiful, instead of recording. And I'm going to record her another time. But what I was really clear about is I am so blessed that I have such an extraordinary community of women around me. Yeah. Like literally women who inspire the shit out of me every single day. Yeah. And I know you do too. And that means the world because we're here on this planet to connect.
Yes.
And having that support, especially from like other women, I mean, it's great to connect with men, but there's something different and special when you have a sisterhood. Yeah.
It's unexplainable.
It totally is. Yeah. So for women out there who might struggle to connect with other women, because I know that's the case. And, you know, I meet women all the time who tell me that it's so hard to meet, you know, other women in LA. And I know it's not just an LA thing. It's hard for me to find really good female friends. When you've had women say that to you.
That is something that I hear every day.
Right?
Mm-hmm. That would be another one.
Yeah.
Questions that you asked earlier.
What would you share with them on how to actually build that sisterhood?
So here's the thing. And I do it too. It's like the instant gratification where we just it's hard. It depends, again, what story, because everyone's different. Are you actually putting in that effort? Are you just sitting home and expecting your crew to come in?
Right? Like, I'm going to sit in my bed and just roll into my bedroom.
I'm just going to appear. So, you know, I've done it all. I feel like I was in a place where I was like, I need women that understand the entrepreneur path and I don't have that in my life right now. And I had to look at myself and ask myself that question, like, how hard am I trying? How am I showing up? So it's again, going back before we blame others to ask ourselves and then examine, is this a story or have you really been doing that? And it just hasn't happened yet. And then that's where I say that it really will happen. When I moved to LA, I didn't have that.
Where'd you move from?
I moved from Nashville. Yeah. And you know what I did? I created it. Literally. Some of the people that are my closest friends here, I met on Instagram because I could, that's what the beauty about Instagram is. You can see for the most part what people are like, what's their schedule, what's their mission, what are they like doing? Like, send them a message. Maybe you literally DM 50 women that you feel like that you would have a connection with. Don't attach. If none of them write back, don't worry about it. It's really letting go of the attachment. When you go to an event, don't go with the intention like, I'm going to talk to only this woman. This is the woman that I have to sit by. It's like, be open and really put in the work. It's, that's what I would first ask. Okay, well, tell me about that. And everyone that's listening, if that's your story, and trust me, I get it. I mean, I feel it. And I'm sure there will be another season in my life of when I'm a mom or when I'm doing something different that I'm like, oh, well, where's, you know, it's always going to be changing. But then you ask first with yourself, how am I showing up?
That's so powerful. Yeah. It always starts with you. Mm-hmm. You attract what you are.
Yeah.
You have in your life what's a reflection of what, exactly. Yeah, of who you are, what you're vibrating at, what your values are. There won't be a mismatch, because let's say if you are someone who's very integrous, you wouldn't have people around you who don't have that. So if you're finding that you have this pattern of people who keep, say, breaking their word or not showing up, it's like, whoa, it might not be them, but what is it within you that's creating this pattern that's coming in? You know, maybe you're not holding the integrity within yourself for yourself. Maybe you're not showing up that way for other people. And when you start to realign that, like, become the person that you want in your life first, that's when they flow in.
So good. And with that also being said is, you know, once you become that person, your other job is to stop. You can send them love. You have people that have been in your life forever, but they don't match who you want to be. And so when you're waiting for these people that match the best version of you and what you want to be, you can't keep making excuses for these other people that don't. Right?
Cannot. You're like, I send you off with love. Thank you for being my teacher.
It's hard. I'm not saying that it's not, but what's on the other side is so beautiful when I have people that are already reading my mind and they have the same goals and mission and integrity. It's amazing. And you even rise to another level. And I still, you know, I miss other people that I've known forever that maybe are doing different things that I don't align with. I miss them, and that's okay. But why am I going to stay over there and be wearing the mask that's not me, right?
Mm-hmm. Totally. Wow. Yeah. Don't wear the mask that is not you. And a lot of times when we stay with people who are not meant to be in our reality, we keep those masks on. Yeah. And it's in the taking it off that we can actually rise up to who's truly meant to be in our lives.
It's like we keep not liking the results or not feeling connected to,
like, it's their fault.
Yeah. But then it's like, well, the mask that you're wearing, you're getting what is aligned with that. Yeah. And it's okay. It's a journey. I'm like, seriously, I'm all about that right now. I'm like, it's okay. Yeah. I'm always going to be learning. Yeah. No matter what level you're at, you're always going to be learning.
That's the thing that I love that you said where, you guys, you missed it, but Sarah and I were talking. I was like, wait, we need to be rolling. But one of the big pieces that you mentioned of how to handle struggle and setback is through acceptance. Mm-hmm. Can you share more about how that's been present in your life?
So for right now in particular, because I'm a dreamer, I know I always have like the next direction that I want to go and the next impact that I want to make and all the things. And I could be the same thing. Like, why isn't this happening as fast as I thought? Like, I already went through all the setbacks. Like, now it's time for no setbacks. That's not possible, right? So before you want to make a move, you need to accept where you're at. So that's where it's like, before you can actually overcome, heal, you know, change anything, you have to know exactly what it is that you're changing and accept it. It doesn't mean that you are okay with it. It doesn't mean that you're okay with whatever happened. It doesn't mean that you're going to not strive to get to this next level and do your, like, achieve your dreams. That doesn't mean that. And I feel like sometimes, especially with forgiveness, people are like, but does that mean that I think that was okay? Or does that mean that whatever the story is, right? Just accepting. And that's where things have changed for me. Just the trust and the acceptance and being like, hey, this is how it is right now. Now I know. So now I actually know what I need to do.
Has there been something recent that you've experienced that you needed to do this practice of acceptance so that you could move forward?
Yeah. So I feel so many, you know, so many people can relate to thinking that I just need to have like the perfect balance and I should have already learned my lesson from 10 years ago and like all the things and getting back hard on yourself and getting, you know, hard on yourself again. This last few weeks, to be honest, I have felt so unaligned up until this week because I accepted where I was at. I felt really unaligned because I'm in this area of so much growth and things that I've also grown out of and next steps that I'm taking, but then trying to stay with all the commitments that I made and overbooking and like filling my whole calendar up and being like, I should be able to handle this at this point. I'm at this level. I should have figured this out, and judging myself and getting into that cycle. And you know, when you do that, you're not progressing.
Yeah. You're in the past.
Yeah. I was in the past, and then it's like that, but I should know better than this. So again, I visited myself, gave myself that space, wrote things down, and stopped judging myself that I should be this. I should be doing that.
Yeah. I think that's one of the most toxic things that we can do. It's really that self-judgment and like saying that we're not where we're supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Because where are we supposed to be? I always say to people, like, is there a book that you can pull out that shows like by this time you should be here? Otherwise you're a big fat failure and all this stuff. No, it's what you make of it, but it's can be so cruel. Some of the things that we say to ourselves, and the judgment that comes up when you catch yourself in the judgment. I know that you talk about acceptance. Is there any other practices that you use to shift that for yourself, like the self-judgment or the negative self-talk?
Yes. So I do the soul writing in the morning.
Say more about that. I was actually going to ask you, like, what is soul writing?
Okay. So I really do. You hear it all the time, journaling. It's so true. So the soul writing, when I'm ever feeling stuck or I want to have an answer to something, or it's so amazing what, you know, your soul, the universe, God, whatever you call it, that they truly know the answer. Just like I said in the beginning, like I knew what I was meant for. You know, so every morning I'll get out and I'll ask a question like, what do you want me to know? How am I feeling today? Or if you're like, what should I do about this? You ask it and just try it. And I want to hear the feedback because it literally just takes control and a lot of creation and clarity and the judgment goes away. And because of the work, I do the work. I know when I'm in the circle. I know when, for me, I need to give myself that space and just be like, hey, I'm judging myself. And that's why it's so important that you have people that you trust that you can talk to about it. So they could be like, yeah, you're judging yourself right now, or you're telling yourself that story, and we'll hold space for you.
Mm-hmm. Again, another reason why, like you said, it's so key to have people around you that support, but those who are not going to buy into your bullshit. Mm-hmm. Or go, yeah, you know, that does suck. Or yeah, you shouldn't. Like, that's what I know I'm committed to, is having women and men, but people around me who see me in my greatness. Mm-hmm. And while they can have compassion for where I'm at in that moment, that they continue to call me forward. Mm-hmm. Instead of hanging out with me in my like pity party or any of that stuff. Because I know for some people as well, people around them actually feel good when they're feeling bad.
Oh yeah.
And you got to make sure that those around you are not committed to you playing small or being in your shit, that they actually want you to be your best self and are willing to do what they can to move you to that place.
Yeah. And for me, and I'm sure for you, obviously, and other people listening, it's like more lonely to be staying with the people that want to see, not that they don't do it on purpose.
Totally. It's their own unconscious stuff.
Oh, you're doing really good. That's amazing. Cool. Oh, you're doing bad. Okay, let's talk about it. Let's go to dinner and like, let's just talk about it for a week about how terrible things are. Yeah. You know, there needs to be a balance. And that's the lesson that I learned, was it's hard to leave people behind, but am I going to leave myself behind?
Ooh.
Yeah.
No. I actually really love the way you said that.
Yeah.
It's okay to leave others behind, but am I going to leave myself behind? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because we're also not responsible for other people's journey.
Nope, we're not.
And if people are not moving in the same direction, you just got to let them go wherever they're meant to go, but you keep staying on your path.
Yeah. And it's hard for people like you and so many of your listeners and myself that really care about people, because then you get a little stuck in, but it's my, I'm supposed to be an example. I'm supposed to help them. And you're actually helping them by moving forward, by moving on.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually probably the biggest gift that you can give to them.
When you're saying that right now you're in the season of shifting, like what's the vision that you see in front of you? And then what are the things that you get to leave behind?
I am so open right now. I'm so excited for, I just came back from Europe.
Yes.
It was amazing. I'm really excited. Like I said, for me, everyone's different. I need to give myself space. And for a while I was apologetic about that. But I'm going to be unapologetic about that, because I'm going to be a better person for my community, for my friends, for my family, for myself, if I do give myself that space.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't judge that I need that. And so I'm literally so excited to actually enjoy the holidays and my space.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did you not before? Like you didn't, you were still would be working up to like Christmas
I would be like, okay, no, yeah. What? Okay. Yeah. I'll speak. What event next? Okay. Cause I want to. So, you know, you have to give yourself boundaries.
Yeah. And realize that it's okay if you slow down.
Yeah.
I think that's another thing. Cause that was for me, big lessons this year, where I am somebody who produces stuff. Mm-hmm. I get things done. I make it happen. And several times this year, my body became unwell and basically was like, hey, girl, ain't gonna work like that.
Stop if you don't listen.
Yeah. It's like, you can't keep going like that. There has to be another way. And as I've noticed that the more I give myself the space and slow down, then actually things move faster.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And more abundantly. Ooh, I'm like,
I learned that lesson and now I'm like, okay, like what, how great. That's so true.
Right?
So when you really know that and believe that, and the more that you actually say no and give yourself boundaries, it's crazy.
Yes.
It's, you are moving the space to, for all the things that you've been like, wow, that's so aligned.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Like, and yeah, so I think that I was blocking that a little bit because, you know, I am going to my next level and I'm excited for it. And I also know that you got to give yourself your space.
Got to give yourself your space.
Yeah.
And in that space too, that's when clarity comes forward. Yep. Like the nudges of your heart, you can actually feel them instead of numbing it through constantly being, you know, working or in action.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to take that quiet time just to connect in and to chill out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's been a lot of realigning for me because, you know, I come from a lineage of workaholics. My parents were immigrants, you know, coming here and had to make something of themselves and became extremely successful. And I was just bred into that. And for me, I've seen that even though that was my conditioning, it's actually not how biologically, mentally, or emotionally what worked for me.
Right.
It's what I was born into. But now I'm like, whoa, no, hold on. Like what actually feels good?
Yeah.
Oh, ease and flow.
Yeah.
Oh, spaciousness. Oh, asking for support,
yes,
you know, instead of
so
being the lone
huge.
Wolf and trying to do everything on my own.
Yeah.
And also just creating the time and space to play.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Play is so huge.
So
it's
big.
So big. When I came back from Europe, we gave ourselves a week after the last keynote.
Uh-huh.
We were in Paris and it was just so magical. And I just got so brought back into, again, what lights me up? Why am I doing what I'm doing? And I'm like, because I'm sitting here playing in a place that I love. And that's when the magic starts to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it gets confusing, all this noise. I call it noise.
Mm-hmm.
This Instagram post, this person, you'll need 3 hours of sleep. You got to hustle. You got to do this. It's like... That's why I'm like, no, find what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because even everyone that's listening, what I'm saying, it might not work for you. But, you know, try things. Try different things. Tailor it. This is your life. It's a blank canvas. You decide.
Totally. I love that. And that's why I love having different guests on here. It's different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, again, like you said earlier, pick what works for you and ditch the rest, but find what works for you.
Right.
And I found that even in business, you know, I've paid so much money to business coaches.
Yeah.
They would show me how they did it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would judge myself if it didn't work for me.
Yep.
But then I was like, wait, now I'm seeing. Yeah, I'm like, oh, because it just isn't aligned with how I want to do it. Yeah, right. They became successful at doing it their way. But it doesn't mean that that's the only way,
yeah,
or that it's my way right. at all. And really, it's been about the exploration of finding what is most aligned for you and what connects and what feels truly good. Mm-hmm. How do you see that people can find alignment or know when they're aligned?
Space for the finding the alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Truly that space and not being scared to say no to things, because that's when you're going to be able
yep.
to find the space to what you're aligned to.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just I'm calling 2019 like the year of being aligned. I'm like, Woo. This is the alignment. Like I am going to trust myself and give like, you know, the answers, and you can figure out a hell of a lot easier if you're giving yourself that space.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause if you're just like, yeah, on the go, working off fumes, trying to do this noise, blah, blah, blah. I mean, how could you expect to be in alignment? Right.
Can't. No, you're aligned with everyone else's agenda.
Yeah.
Or aligned with your old programming that might not have worked right. for you.
Yeah.
But that's not true alignment.
Or you're, you know, you're still holding self. On to the last season that you're not in anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oof. How do people know when they're in their next season?
Oh, sometimes you don't. Right?
Okay, yeah. You're like,
you're like, oh, wow, remember that season? Wow, I don't even recognize that person.
Mm.
And sometimes you do. And mm-hmm. it's every season's different. You're stepping into something, you know, the part of your life. Like I don't know, I'm sure obviously someone listening, and I don't know for you, but I've kind of battled depression before. So
yeah,
it's like that was the season for me. And I did different things at that point that I needed to do to pull myself out of that would be different for the season that I'm in now. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's more of just really like getting to know yourself. Like I say, like chasing the real you, like really getting to know yourself
mm-hmm.
and figuring out what's working for right now in the place that you're in and where you want to go. Mm-hmm. And then checking back in with yourself for next year or next month or when a new project or a relationship, like now what's the new thing? Like what's the path that now works for me? Mm-hmm. Because it's not always going to be the same.
Yeah. So is that kind of your way to live an aligned 2019?
Yes. And like I mentioned before, for me is being okay with saying no and remembering to give myself that space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, the more space, the more play, the more magic.
More play. Or if you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm so good. Like everything's happening. I'm doing this. My life is amazing. And you kind of like, no, I'm good. Okay. And then you forget again and you get off track. It's like, no, mm-hmm. no. Like, more space. This is why it's amazing, because you are doing your things that make you feel good and
yep.
that whole thing.
How do you stay inspired?
I feel the answer is the same for all of these.
Perfect. It's yeah. good. This is truth.
You stay inspired by giving yourself that space to know why you're doing this, what's next, and mm-hmm. getting to know yourself. I mean, like you said, with clarity, like clarity really is power, right?
It's everything.
So if you aren't clear, how can you be inspired? Just like, I was like, oh, I can't wait to, I'm so inspired on stage. Then I know, and I learned this early on, I'm not going to get off stage and go straight into something the next day. I know that I need to give myself like a 2-day break, right? Because I'm collecting all these people's energies. Think about when you come back from an event and you're just like, that was amazing, but now I'm tired. Or that's another thing, acceptance that I knew that it's okay to be tired. That doesn't mean that there's something wrong with me. It doesn't mean that there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave myself that gift of like enjoying the rest of the trip as a vacation. And I came back so inspired from it.
Mm-hmm. Is there something that you've always dreamed of that you want to make happen coming soon?
Because
I know you said you're a dreamer.
Yes, I am. I have so many dreams. The one that's really on my heart, I'm sure that you can tell, is our relationship with judgment. I imagine myself working with women and really having this movement on how we can eliminate the judgment of ourselves and others.
I am with you on that mission. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I see the salve is called self-love.
Yeah.
And that's that deep acceptance and compassion, the willingness to do that too. Yeah. Because again, you know, it's always available to us, but we just tend to reject it because we are so committed to the judgment.
Right.
But that's not going to really support us in where we want to go.
No.
Yeah.
Being able to let go and creating this whole magical community.
Yes.
To help each other.
So good. So I've got a few more questions for you to close this out.
Yeah.
What is something unique about you that most people don't know?
What's yours? Or do they know? Because they listen
to your podcast. Know. Oh my gosh. I've never had the question turned around on me.
Yeah.
If you guys can hear that noise, it's the heater. It's all. Let's see. Most people do not know that I won a game show.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It was probably, gosh, like maybe 10 years ago. Yeah, the Whammy, the all new Press Your Luck.
Oh my God. Was this on TV?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I won that sucker and it was so awesome.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And it was so, oh, talk about the power of intention. Like at the time, our TV had just like broken, like some tube popped in it. And so there were other people who went before me. They filmed, I think, like 5 shows in one day. So when I was in the green room, you can watch other episodes being filmed. And I was seeing what was on the board of what you could win in terms of like the prizes. And so I knew at the time, I was like, I want money.
You're like, I choose money.
I choose money. And then I was like, oh, we need a TV. And then there was a snowboard. I'm like, ooh, I love snowboarding. Let's take a snowboard. And then there was like this really fancy coffee maker. I love coffee. I'm like, coffee machine. And I won all of that.
You did? Oh my God.
And it's so random, of course, because you're hitting this button like this. I don't know if you know the show.
No.
But, okay. So there's a board and you just, time is passing and you just say, you know, what do you say? You go, no whammies, no whammies, and stop. And
do you have this episode?
I don't know where it is.
You need to find it.
I don't even know. I think, and I also clobbered the host. Like when I won, I like jumped on him and straddled him. It was awesome.
I need to see this.
Yeah, but I hit the button. And so it's random because this square is flying across the board. You don't know what you're going to hit. And I hit every single
one.
You're
just guessing.
Oh, you're just like holding.
It's not like you're answering questions.
You're like literally just sitting there. You're watching this square fly around the board, which is on all the different possible options you could have. And then when you hit the button, it just stops. And then whatever it stopped on, you win. Mm-hmm. Or if it's a whammy, like a little monster guy, then you lose everything.
Ooh.
So
what a good metaphor for intention, like you said. You were I want that. Okay, I'm going to go get it.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I'm just going to press the button.
I was super clear, though. I was like, I want that. I want that. I want that.
And
it was
like,
boom, it all happened.
Yeah.
And I got a lot of cash. And I was really happy about that, too.
Ooh.
So that's my thing. Well, what's unique about you?
So many things. I just only just because I just was posting about this. Uh-huh. I played on the all boys basketball team.
You did?
Yeah. And I feel
impressive.
Like you would never guess that.
Never.
So
what position did you play?
Forward.
Oh, you're a good shooter.
Yeah.
I love it.
No. So that's why I was laughing. I'm like, wait, I want to know yours. I just talked about that.
Well, thank you for asking me.
Yeah.
You know, my people just learned something new. Please do not go find that episode. Oh my God.
Oh, we're going to find it. Go find it.
No.
Everyone that's listening, let's start tagging you in it and find this episode.
Don't you dare. All right. when you're in a really dark place, what's your go-to to get out?
Ooh, my go-to. I feel it.
Mm.
Gotta feel it. And not to the point where it's too much. And then right now, I'll pick something that I know could instantly lighten it.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's Christmas music. So, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, feel it. Don't push it away. Because then it's like 10 years later, who knows what's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And do something that, you know, everyone's like, go outside, do whatever. Like maybe you're just in too dark of a place to even get up and move. And I'm okay with that. but do something that you know could bring a smile to your face, and you could think of three things that you're grateful for, right?
Yep.
So,
And knowing what you know now, what advice would you give your 10-year-old self?
I bet she's pretty damn cute too, by the way. BT Dubs. She's so basketball, cute.
Running around. I do the little girl work, but I would just tell her, like, you're going to be okay and you're freaking amazing.
Mm.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. We need more of that.
I know
that
we really do.
Self-talk. Yeah.
It's so important. What we say to ourselves is
everything.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Because people don't realize you are most suggestible to yourself.
Yeah.
And then you're with yourself 24/7.
Yeah.
So if what you're saying is negative and judgmental and hurtful, all those suggestions are going deeper into your subconscious.
Not only that, but you're literally creating that environment for yourself.
Completely.
I believe that with all my heart, that it's scientifically proven. So that's why even if you have to, I don't necessarily love the fake it till you make it, but even if you just have to practice for yourself, for your future, because mm-hmm. you're going to bring that into fruition at some point.
1,000,000%. Yeah. You practice something enough, you become it.
Right.
Yeah. Because you've been practicing the old way for long enough. Mm. You're a pro at that. Let's try something new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Experiment.
Yes.
So let's just experiment. Don't go crazy. Don't be like, this sucks. This is hard. Just try it.
Try it.
Try it.
It's like Halloween. Just put on a costume. So you just try it. Feel into it.
Yeah.
Don't like it. Take it off. Try something else.
Yep.
But keep.
Don't have to make it harder than it is.
You don't.
Yeah.
Sarah, how can people connect with you?
On Instagram, you know, I try to get to every DM, but it's hard. But I just love connecting with women on Instagram. And, you know, DM me, follow me at Girl Talk Network.
And then I know that your stuff is also online. So if people are not local to come to your events, how else can they connect with female community through your organization?
GirlTalkNetwork.org. And then I'm always announcing things on social media. It's all Girl Talk Network or Sarah Pendrick. And I'm just always announcing what's going on. So come join us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you.
Thank you. I adore you. I appreciate you. You are amazing. I'm so grateful that you're here. Thank you for sharing your heart, for your story, and for the light that you are to illuminate what's possible for other women. And to build that community, because we do need each other.
We do.
And the support of other women is like the best thing ever. So thank you for being here to support me and for all the people who are listening that you've supported through this conversation.
Oh my gosh, thank you. You're beautiful.
We covered a lot of things in this episode, but I really want to highlight what Sarah shared, that there's no one right way to do anything. So whether that's in your healing, to creating and experiencing success, there's no one right way, but there is the right way for you. So it's really important to block out the noise and to check in with yourself and to try on different things and to see what connects and what aligns for you, to keep releasing what's holding you back and elevating yourself to your next level to achieve what it is that you want to experience. Now, it's important to find what works for you. And this is why I love having a variety of guests sharing their wisdom, their tools and practices, because one of them may just share one that really connects and aligns for you. Now, one of the things that Sarah and I talk about quite a bit in this episode is breaking through fear and judgment, the power of vulnerability and self-acceptance, and rising above the self-doubt and actually creating what you want. So if you need support with that, I highly encourage you to check out my 40-day self-love transformation course that shows you a bunch of different types of steps, processes, and daily practices to release negative self-talk and beliefs and replace them with love. Or you can also check out my other online course called Believe, which is my self-hypnosis mastery program that shows you how to get out of your own way and reprogram your beliefs to easily have all the things that you want. So whether that's love, money, better health, you name it. Because as you know, your beliefs create your reality. And if you don't like what you're seeing in your reality right now, then you gotta do the inner work to change your subconscious beliefs. So if you're interested, I'm going to link up both of those courses in the show notes for you. And you can find that over at stephaniekwong.com/EP43. And I'll also have all the links there for you to connect with Sarah. And you definitely want to do that because she's absolutely amazing and she's always putting out inspiring and empowering content. All right, so to close this out, if there's someone you know who could benefit from this episode, please share it with them. And if you got value from this episode, I would be deeply grateful if you'd just take a quick moment to write a 5-star review on iTunes, because this really supports the show to go up in the rankings so more people can find it, which means we can support even more people to rise higher together. So if you're down, I'd so appreciate a review. And if you've already left me one, thank you so very much. Okay, again, if you want to connect with Sarah and to learn more about Girl Talk Network, or if you want to check out my online courses, you can get all of that information in the show notes, and that's over at stephaniekwong.com/EP42. And go ahead and feel free to check out all my other podcast episodes there too. Okay, my friends, until next time, as always, I'm sending you so much love.